Hello everyone, welcome back to my podcast. It's called Going Through It, and we're going to go through it today. I just want to thank anybody who does listen. I know my last podcast episode only had like 2 listeners, but I appreciate every single one of you guys who are listening. I have made a total of 25 cents, so that is 25 cents more than I currently have. So, I appreciate every single one of you who listens and continues to listen. I really don't even know who listens to this at this moment. But I am going to be posting every Wednesday. I posted last Wednesday, and I think I even did the Wednesday before, so consistency is key. And yeah, I'm also low-key running out of topics and things to talk about, that are worthy. I mean, I can really talk about anything, and anything and everything. I might even start looking up prompts or things on the internet to see what the people want to hear, you know, but this really is just going through it, and it's really just me talking, so for those of you who like to hear me talk, thank you very much. But I think today's episode podcast is going to talk about mindset. Basically, mindset. I think mindset's a super cool thing. It can go really in-depth. There's obviously books about it. I even want to know more. But mental and mindset is such a huge thing. Like, you hear in sports all the time, like, I don't even know what they, like, I feel like everyone slightly says it different, but, like, they'll say, like, oh, basketball or football or whatever is 80% mental, 20% physical, or they'll do 70 and 30, whatever. I feel like everyone changes it exactly. But basically, the premise of it is to say that it's more mental than physical. And if everyone believes it or not, but really your mentality can change so much, and like the way you look at things, like, and it's so weird because it goes off of emotions and all these like crazy different things that it's just like, to me it's like super fascinating, because you really can push yourself to so many limits if you're mentally tough. And I'm not saying that, like, not to be mean to other people, or, like, I don't know, not to put people down if they're not mentally tough. Like, I think it's something, like, that you can exercise just like how you can lift a weight and exercise or run and exercise. Like, mentality and your mental things are just as important. Like, your brain is a muscle, too. Like, and that's what I'm trying to say, is, like, you, that's something that, like, you can work on, and, like, people, sometimes I feel like use, like, their brain, or the way they think, or something as, like, a crutch, or, like, oh, well, that's just how I am, so, like, that's it, type of thing. Like, oh, I just always get angry at this, or, that's just how I've grown up, like, that's how I think, like, yes, to an extent, but I think, like, your brain is always developing and, like, always, like, finding new neural pathways and, like, all different things. Like, your mindset can change. Like, even if your brain physically stopped growing, like, mentally you still grow every single day. And, like, that's why some, like, older people, they don't have any, like, Alzheimer's or, like, things that obviously mess with your brain. Like, a lot of them are still, like, alive solely based on their mentality and, like, trying to keep themselves young, because once the brain goes, like, you go, type of thing. And it's just so true. Like, sorry guys, I just had a blink and I was breathing into the microphone, but basically what I'm saying is, like, mentally you can do so many things. Like, for me, like, an example, like, one thing I learned that really changed, and I should do it more, and, like, I encourage everyone else to even try it, but for basically an entire summer after my freshman year, I would wake up every day to go to work, and I liked my job. I was a lifeguard. It was super fun. Basically just sat around all day, but I was working a ton of hours because I really had nothing else to do, and, like, I was trying to get money, and I was just working a ton. And sometimes, you know, sometimes you have those days you don't want to go, and, like, that's completely fine. But I challenged myself, basically, and I woke up every day, and I basically was like, today's going to be a good day. And I picked, like, a really, like, I think the song was called Good Days or something to like be my alarm. And like, of course, like after a while people get annoyed by their alarms and whatnot, but I would wake up every day and made it a point to say, today's gonna be a good day. And you'd be surprised by just saying that, like out loud in your head, whatever it is, how much better your day is. Like, it's crazy to think that just, what is it, like three words, I'm gonna have a good day. Oh, six words. Just by saying those six simple words in the morning before you go and do something, you'd be surprised how much better your day is. Like, I'm not gonna like sit here and be like, oh, your day's gonna be perfect and everything's gonna go right and it's the sun's gonna be shining and it's gonna be rainbows and butterflies. Like, nah, that's not what's gonna happen. But you would be surprised. Your outlook on the day will be happier. Now, if you wake up in the morning and you're like, ah, today sucks, I gotta go to work, all that, you're probably gonna have a pretty shitty day. Not gonna lie. Now, you might have heard this before, and I know I'm not the first to like talk about all this stuff, but it's just a reminder, like, it sounds so corny and so cheesy, but I promise you, give it a try. I don't know why I stopped doing it. Like, I really did it like every single day for an entire summer, and then I don't know, I got lazy, caught up, like, and stopped doing it. But I'm really gonna start doing that actually now. I'm gonna take the challenge with you guys. Let me know, follow me on my social media, let me know if it's something you guys are gonna try. I hope people listen to this, but let me know if it's something you're gonna try or you did try. Let me know how it goes. Like, I'm really curious. Like, I really want to help people, and I know I'm not a trained psychologist or counselor or anything along those lines, but these are just some tips and tricks and things I think about that can potentially help somebody else. So if I did help you in any way, please let me know, because I think that's so awesome. But mentality is just such a crazy thing. Like, you can really tell also, like, so for instance, I love fitness, I love to work out. I grew up playing sports, all this. I didn't really get into lifting or anything like that until about 2 years ago. So I'd still consider myself new. I don't know everything about it. I will probably make a podcast at some point talking about more of my lifting experience and what the things I do know or things that I do and all that sort of stuff, but that's not for this podcast. But I am just going to say that I do go to the gym, I work out, I really enjoy it, but a lot of it, like they say in sports, is mental. And it's crazy because a lot of it also, people that are like, oh, like, consistency is key in anything you do. So obviously going to the gym, consistency is key. And I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, I'm perfect, I go to the gym every single day. Like, no, I wish I did. I do love the gym, but it is something I will be really consistent at, and then something will happen, I'll get sick, or like car breaks down or something, where then for like a month or so I can't hit the gym, and then I'll get back into it, and then like things pop up, and like, yeah, life happens. I've lost my train of thought on where I was going with this, guys. But basically, I'm just saying, like, mentality is, like, such a huge thing. And, like, especially discipline. Like I've just started using pre-workout. And, like, pre-workout really does help, like, get you, like, more amped and stuff to go to the gym. But it really comes down to discipline. And discipline is such a huge, I guess discipline does go into mental, because it is such a huge mental thing. And it's surprising how many people lack discipline. And, like, it's such a weird word to use, because, like, a lot of people think of it, like, discipline, like, oh, you discipline your children, like, they got in trouble, they did this, or you were disciplined as a kid, like, oh, grounded, or whatever the case might be. But there's a whole other aspect to it that I think a lot of kids growing up don't have, and then when they come adults, it's really difficult. And it's crazy, because I actually really learned the meaning of discipline when I did Taekwondo. When I was a kid, I did Taekwondo for, I don't remember how many years or whatnot. I got to, like, purple belt. But they really taught you, like, discipline and, like, how to, like, not, like, sit, basically, like, sit still. And, like, it's really weird, like, talking about it. Like, how discipline was used in that aspect, like not as a punishment, but really like to self, like, I don't know, not reflect, but it really, it taught you like self-control, I guess you would say. And as a kid, obviously as a kid, self-control is really difficult. You know, kids in most sports are running around, or in soccer grabbing the ball instead of kicking it. Like, you know, like at that point you're just trying to make sure no one runs away or gets hurt. So it's really like, it was weird because I really enjoyed Taekwondo, but it really taught me like discipline. I really think that's where I got it, but it was such a huge mental thing because you are basically like in a war, like with yourself when it comes to discipline. Like, you want to go do something, I don't know, whatever the case may do, may be, I don't know why I said do, but you kind of have to be like, no, like, we're going to do this. And like, there's always like an end goal. Like, I think discipline always has to have like an end goal. Like, for me, in Taekwondo, for example, we had to sit still at certain things and do these, and we had to be really disciplined. My end goal was I wanted to be the best. Like, in the class, like, there's like shout-outs at the end. Like, I wanted a shout-out. I wanted the instructor to see me and be, like, impressed. Like, I wanted to get the next belt. Like, there was always an end goal in mind, and so that's why I was like, I'm going to be disciplined because there's an end goal in mind, and as well as I wanted to be the best version of myself I can be, and I think that's what discipline is. And it's the same thing when it comes to anything else. Like, you want to go to the gym, you want to get that body, you want to lose that weight, you want to do that. Like, that's your end goal, and you use discipline to get there. Like, you have to be like, okay, I want that. I got to go to the gym this many days a week. I got to eat this. Like, you have to be diligent and have discipline. And at such a huge mental, like, personally, I think people, if you're mentally strong and can have discipline, like, I think honestly, discipline's one of the biggest things now that I think about it. Like, if you're someone that has that kind of discipline, like, there's no telling what you can do and accomplish. Like, if you have the discipline to, like, sit there, do your work, do your homework, go above and beyond, while like all your kids or all your friends are like out playing and partying, but you have the discipline to like sit there, like, you're already ahead of the people outside playing. I'm not saying the people outside playing are bad, not at all. Like, of course they're gonna be kids and stuff, but you're already one step because you have that discipline to sit there. I hope that makes any sense, any sort of sense, but it just goes into whole mentality. Like, discipline is such a huge thing, and it's crazy when you grow older and like you see people that don't have that kind of discipline, or people that don't like keep their word, or like, I think that kind of goes in with it. Like, if you're gonna tell me you're gonna do something, like, I don't know where my brain connected discipline with that, so I'm not gonna, I'm gonna end that little tangent there, because then that goes into a whole other thing that I could do a whole podcast on, about people keeping their word and being mature and all that sort of stuff. But I don't want to go into that. I want to talk about mentality, and we've been talking about discipline. But I think, yeah, mental state is like such a huge thing. I'm not talking about like mental health in terms of depression, anxiety, that sort of stuff, just like people like thinking. And like, I think thinking is like the coolest thing ever. Like, yes, there's overthinking, which I do a lot too, but like, thinking is just like so cool. Like, I can go in a car and drive places, and sometimes literally I don't even listen to music, I just think. Like, I just like to think. Like, I don't know if anyone else is like that, but like, your brain is so cool, and there's so many different perspectives you can learn from different people. Like, I hate taking sides in things. Like, I'll take sides if I need to, but I really like to play like Switzerland. Like, I like to be in the middle, because I really like to put myself in both places' shoes, and I'm like, okay, I can see where they're coming from, and I can also see where they're coming from. There's some wrong here. Like, I hate putting like the blame solely on like one person, because it's not. There's different perspectives, different people think different ways. Like, it's just like, I don't think you can pick a side. Like, there's so many different perspectives and ways people think, and like, I can totally think I'm right about something, and someone else could totally think they're right about the same, like, something against me. And that's why I can never say, like, I'm right. Like, yes, I'm right, but you can also be right. I think there could be two rights, and there probably is two wrongs also. But, like, it's just perspective. Like, obviously, I'm not saying, like, oh, killing someone is okay. Like, not, like, that sort of thing, but just in, like, typical, like, standard arguments. But it's all about perspective, and it's just, like, so crazy because there's just so many different perspectives. And, like, obviously, there's the more mature takes on things versus the immature, and there's all that sort of stuff that you could go into, but, like, just, like, the way people think is, like, crazy, and, like, I love, like, learning, like, I love to learn, like, not, like, go to school, like, take a test, like, nah, I can't, I'm not really good at that. I like learning other things, like, things that are interesting, like, and, like, reading books is such a huge thing. Like, I'm not the best reader, and I don't typically read books, but if you can get into, like, nonfiction books, like, financial books, self-growth books, those types of books, like, I know some people prefer the fantasies and all that sort of stuff, which I, like, enjoy also, but, like, I honestly feel better after reading a book that's about, like, finances or self-growth or something like that, because you read it and you're learning, like, you're learning something that's gonna better you. Like, reading a book that's, like, a fantasy is, like, it's fun and all, and, like, you're still reading, which is good. I don't know the benefit of just, like, straight out reading, but I think of it like watching Netflix. If you're reading a fantasy, and I feel like it's like watching Netflix, but you're just reading it instead of watching it, but it's really wasting your time when you could be, like, watching an educational YouTube video, or, like, compared to, like, Netflix. Like, Netflix, I can choose to sit and watch Netflix and binge watch Netflix, and I could, for example, potentially waste my time in my life because I will never get that time back. Or, I'm not saying I don't watch Netflix or I don't condone Netflix, because I do that. But in comparison, you could be watching on YouTube how to invest, or a real estate seminar, or there's so many, like, inspirational, educational videos to self-grow yourself, your business, whatever it is, on YouTube. And that's a better source of your time than watching, say, Grey's Anatomy on Netflix. The same thing is what I think about reading. Like, I could sit and read, like, Harry Potter, for example. Great books, don't get me wrong. Enjoyable, but I could spend the same time and read some financial books or self-growth books, and it's going to benefit my life way more than reading those Harry Potter books. So, that's all I'm trying to say, is that your mental health and, like, mental growth is such a huge thing, and there's so many, like, little things you can do, like, watch those YouTube videos if you want to watch something instead of Netflix, or, like, little things in your day you can, like, swap out that will impact your life for the better and give you a new mentality, a better way of looking at things, which then makes it more fun when you're, like, talking to people. Like, do I want to talk to somebody about the 50 billionth Grey's Anatomy episode I watched that they've probably already seen? Or can I talk to them about a new perspective on investing, or, I don't know why. I like money, so investing is, or financial stuff is more along my lines of things, but there's plenty of other books, or a new perspective on their relationship, or the love languages, or, like, something that could actually benefit their life and improve their self or their relationships or whatever it is. Like, I don't know, I just think, like, mentality is so cool, and it's how we, like, connect with humans and whatnot, and it's ever changing, and it's just, like, why waste your time with something else when you could, like, improve somebody else's life? So, I don't know. This podcast is already at, like, 20 minutes, so I'm probably gonna wrap it up, but I could have went on so many longer tangents about other little avenue we endeavored today about discipline and so forth, But yeah, I just wanted to go through it, kind of talk about mentality a little bit. I really enjoyed talking about this topic. It's something I'm kind of passionate about in a way, and I'll probably talk about it again at some point. So if anyone has any questions or things like that inspired them during this podcast or literally anything at all, like please message me on Instagram. That's probably the best way to reach me. Message me on Instagram. And yeah, I'd just love to talk to you, or if you guys have any ideas. But I hope you really enjoyed this. Please share it with people. This is by far my favoritest. I don't even think favoritist is a word. By far my favorite podcast I've recorded so far. And I really just went on a limb here. Like, I had this kind of written down in my notes on like a topic about mental, like mentality and stuff, but I wing most of my podcasts, not gonna lie. I'll write down ideas and then I kind of just go off a topic. But I really enjoyed this, and I hope you guys enjoyed it too, and hopefully it inspired you in some sort of way. Please go ahead and try waking up every day and saying it's gonna be a good day, because I promise that's one little tip that will have a better outlook on your day. If you allow it to, obviously. If you're gonna be negative, you're gonna be negative. But I hope all this made sense, and how my brain works is kind of crazy. So hopefully I made some sort of sense in this whole thing. But yeah, I just want to thank you guys so much for the people that have listened and are my future listeners listening on pretty much every platform. I am trying to get on Apple Podcasts. Don't know why I'm not on there or how exactly, but that is something I want to get on. So wherever you're listening to this, thank you so much. I don't know if you can like it. I know you can rate it in Apple, but I know I'm not on Apple yet, so I don't know. But thank you guys so much. This is Going Through It, and I'll catch you guys next week's episode. Again, I don't know what I'm going to be talking about, but thank you guys, and I will see you guys later. Love ya. Bye.